Welcome to Inside Ag from Kansas Farm Bureau, the voice of agriculture. I'm Shelby Varner. Kansas Farm Bureau recently launched the Rural Kansas Apprenticeship Program, also commonly referred to as RCAP. And in to talk about it today is Kansas Farm Bureau's Chief Strategy Officer, Joel Leftwich. Joel, thank you so much for taking the time to join us today.
Thank you, Shelby. I appreciate the opportunity to be here.
So as I mentioned, Kansas Farm Bureau has recently launched the Rural Kansas Apprenticeship Program. Could you tell us a little bit about what that program is and why did Kansas Farm Bureau choose to do this?
So I think I'm going to take a step back here and talk a little bit of how we were introduced to the program or how we started thinking about the overall issue of labor and workforce. So in 2019, as many of your listeners may be familiar with, Kansas Farm Bureau Board adopted a strategic plan that focused on how they can ensure the organization continues to thrive in years to come. Part of that plan dedicates staff time and resources towards investigating issues, services, educational opportunities that maybe the Farm Bureau hasn't looked at in the past. And so through that conversation and because of that pillar in the strategic plan, our board authorized a task force to look at emerging issues, things that we hadn't been on the radar screen for the Farm Bureau in the past. And through those task force conversation, through member input, labor was identified as an issue that continues to impact our members' ability to operate efficiently. Workforce is something that they continue to deal with in regards to challenges. And so we started looking at, well, what can we do as a Farm Bureau, as the trade association, and as an organization representing all of our members and the communities in which they live to help farmers and ranchers address the issue around workforce and labor. So we started looking at different programs that were out there, investigating different types of challenges that our members face, whether they use the H-2A program for temporary labor. You know, do they have full-time employees? What are some of the challenges that come with full-time employees? And then what roles do other farm bureaus play in helping their members, you know, tackle these challenges? So through that work, we had a meeting with Kansas Department of Commerce's Office of Apprenticeships, and they reached out about potentially doing a pilot program where Kansas Farm Bureau would be an intermediary working with employers to help implement apprenticeship programs on their farms. And so I got to be honest here, you know, I didn't really know exactly what an apprenticeship program meant. I didn't know what a registered apprenticeship was. I've heard the term apprentice used loosely, and certainly know an old TV show that used to run by that name. But that was about the extent of my knowledge. So we first started looking into what the benefits are of a registered apprenticeship, what the benefits are to employers, what the benefits are to employees, and then determining what the opportunity was for us. So a registered apprenticeship is really an educational opportunity for employers and employees to help build a more skilled and qualified workforce. It is a very flexible program that can be tailored to the individual employer. So for example, if a farm business owner has an employee or wants to hire an employee to be a farmhand, general farm worker, we can build a program that ensures that worker has on-the-job training about the skills and tasks that are necessary for them to do a good job, but also includes off-the-job educational opportunities to help them grow in their field, to help them become a real expert in farm operations or whatever it is that the job that they're hired to do. And so Kansas Farm Bureau works to facilitate that relationship, to help bring resources to the employer, to build out a curriculum that will help ensure their employee is more skilled and more efficient in what they do, and helps the employee have a better mastery of the subject matter of their job. At the end of that apprenticeship training process, you know, that could be a year, it could be 2 years, it could be up to 4 years, it depends on the job. The employee gets a certificate or a credential that's backed by the state and the federal Department of Labor that shows that they are skilled in what they do, that they are a master of that profession based off of the work they've done in the field and the off-the-job training that they've done. You know, an apprenticeship program also requires that the employee, the apprentice, has a mentor that they learn from. And so Farm Bureau can help find that mentor-mentoree relationship, help build that relationship for our members as well, or participants in the program. So we feel very strongly that this is a really kind of a cool opportunity to address some of the workforce issues that were raised by our members when we went through a strategic planning process and then built some task force around identifying issues that are important to farmers and ranchers across the state. So the Rural Kansas Apprenticeship Program is now approved by the State Department of Labor and thus the Federal Department of Labor to go out and offer this program. We can offer apprenticeships for farmers and ranchers, agribusinesses, small businesses in local rural communities as well. Our charter, our agreement with the state, gives us that flexibility again to build programs specific to what the needs are of employers across the state. So that's a little bit of an overview that's helpful.
For people who find RCAP interesting and something that's intriguing to them, how do they get involved and how does the program work for those who are wanting to look into it?
Yeah, the first step is always the hardest, right? You don't really know what we're getting into. The first thing that folks need to do, whether you're a Kansas Farm Bureau member or not, you don't have to be a member to participate in the program. The first step is to give me a call or to shoot me an email, and then we'll start the conversation. There is not a plug and play. We haven't built a system that you have to fit your business operations into. We build a system that's specifically designed to help your business. Some of the benefits that employers see when they utilize a registered apprenticeship program is they see not only effectiveness of their operation increase, but they see a high retention rate of their employees. The national average for employers is that they see a 93% retention rate of their employees if they use an apprenticeship program, which is tremendous. It's phenomenal. I mean, just by being able to retain employees, you gain efficiency because you don't lose that time of having to retrain someone to do the same job, you know, over and over again every year or 2 years. The loyalty between the employee and the employer grows tremendously. So, you know, the program is open to anyone, any employer here in the state of Kansas. We can build that specific program for them. But that first step is just reaching out to me at the Farm Bureau and we'll get started that way.
Is there a section for people who would be the employee who are interested in learning in a certain part of the ag industry or really any apprenticeship program? Is there a way you can help with that also?
Absolutely. So if you're an employee and you're new in the position or new in the field, you know, reach out to us as well. We can help you have that conversation with your employer about the benefits of building a program for you. And, you know, for example, if you're a new, you know, farmhand that's out there and you want to grow your network, want to get to know farmers and ranchers and others in your field across the state, being involved with the Farm Bureau is one way that we can help build out that mentorship, mentor-mentee relationship as well within a registered apprenticeship program. So the program benefits kind of both sides of the employee-employer relationship.
And Joel, I think an important part to point out here is why we would love for you to be a Kansas Farm Bureau member and take pride in being one. You don't have to be one to participate in this program, correct?
Yeah, it's a great point. And that's absolutely right. Yes, there are many benefits to being a Kansas Farm Bureau member, but this is not a requirement for participation in this program. Our agreement with the state gives us pretty wide berth to offer this. But the reason you don't have to be a member, but it's still a benefit to the Farm Bureau, is because if we can retain employees in rural communities, you know, that's a benefit. The stronger a rural community is, the stronger the Kansas Farm Bureau is, the stronger our state is. And so we want to be helpful. Our board wants to be helpful in ensuring success in rural communities. So that's why there's not a membership requirement. You know, there's five things that a registered apprenticeship program requires. One is that you have to have a full-time job. And so the employer has to have one employee, at least one employee that's on paid with a W-2, not a contractor, not a 1099, but a full-time employee. you know, so it's got to have 2,000 hours of work, paid work each year, full-time job. You have to have a mentor assigned to that employee. We have to have, for every year, we have to have 144 hours of related technical instruction, RTI, which is a very technical term, I guess, in of itself, but that's basically the continuing education piece of it. May sound more daunting than it is, but it doesn't have to be. It's, you know, what skills do you need to learn to be better at that job? So for example, taking some safety courses, if you're going to be operating machinery, taking a first aid class can be very helpful as well to ensure, again, safety on the farm. But also, you know, what's the latest in the industry? Attending Young Farmers and Ranchers Conference workshops can be part of that 144 hours. So we can build out, again, a program that suits the employer and the employee best. For that job, the next thing you have to have is the employer has to show wage progression during the course of the apprenticeship. So if it's a year-long apprentice, you have to have a starting wage at X. And then, you know, when they get through halfway through the apprenticeship, you have to show that their wages have increased because they've learned more, they're better employees. And so that the wage progression is something that's attractive to employees because it shows that as they complete this course, they will be rewarded for completing this course. Now, we don't set the wage rate. That is set by the employer. Kansas Farm Bureau does not get in the middle of the relationship between the employer, employee, and their pay. You just have to write it down. And then finally, what you have, the requirement for the registered apprenticeship program is you have to have a credential at the end. And that's what we provide. We provide a certificate, a credential that says, this employee has completed the course, and here's the stamp of approval based off of Kansas Farm Bureau standards and the State Office of Apprenticeship Standards.
A lot of valuable information there, Joel. And obviously, from the way you talk about it, you spent a lot of time learning about this program and hopefully expanding it for others. What makes you excited about this program, not only for Kansas Farm Bureau, but for the rural communities?
As I'm talking to more folks about it, you know, since we launched the program just a few weeks ago, I feel and I hear the excitement from others that have struggled with ways to retain talent. You know, they hire someone and then that person leaves after a couple of years, or they hire someone and maybe don't invest as much in their continuing education or making them feel like they've got a career instead of a job. The Rural Kansas Apprenticeship Program seems to be helping fill a need that addresses those issues around retention, that addresses those issues around fulfillment of employment for that individual employee. And so it's really exciting to be part of something new that it's not going to be the end all be all to address all workforce and labor issues we have in the state of Kansas, or certainly for farmers and ranchers. But what it is, it's our board saying, we're going to take a crack at it. We're going to take a crack at offering an additional service that may fit your operation, that the Farm Bureau has great resources to put towards it. We have a great network in 105 counties across the state to help inform people about this program. So I don't know that there's a lot of folks, me included, who really knew what apprenticeship programs were before this. And so we've got a great footprint to help spread that message. And the little bit that we've done so far has been received very well. And so that's why it's exciting to me. I feel like we've kind of stumbled upon something that could be very beneficial to communities across the state.
Joel, for people who are in those communities, employees or employers, how can they find out more information about this program?
So we've got a press release that's out at kfb.org. You know, search for RCAP or apprenticeship. You can also reach out to me directly. My email is leftwitchj@kfb.org, or you can give me a call. So the website's a great way to direct some folks towards.
Thank you, Joel. I appreciate you taking the time to come on and talk about the Rural Kansas Apprenticeship Program.
Thank you. It was my pleasure.
That was Kansas Farm Bureau's Chief Strategy Officer, Joel Leftwich. If you're interested in finding out more information about Kansas Farm Bureau's Rural Kansas Apprenticeship Program, also referred to as RCAP, you can do so by emailing Joel at leftwichj@kfb.org. That is LeftWichj at kfb.org, or go online to kfb.org and search for RCAP. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Inside Ag from Kansas Farm Bureau, the voice of agriculture.